Hello and welcome back to Create the Best Me, your go-to haven where we embrace the beauty of midlife, unlocking the doors for transformation and joy. I am Carmen Heacox, and today we're diving deep into the heart of our relationships, the art of communication. Imagine for just a moment, communicating with ease and love, transforming every interaction into a thread that weaves deeper connections. That's what we're talking about today. So get comfy, pour yourself a cup of your favorite tea, and let's unravel the secret to harmonious relationships together. Imagine embarking on a journey where each conversation with your significant other, or really anyone important in life, transforms from a potential battlefield into a sanctuary of understanding and mutual respect. Picture a world where misunderstandings are but whispers of the past, replaced by a connection so deep that even silence speaks volumes. This isn't a fairy tale. It's the power of mastering the art of communication, and it's within your reach. Today, we're diving deep into unlocking the secrets, turning every interaction into an opportunity to foster love, respect, and undeniable harmony. Are you ready to turn the key? Why, you might ask, is this journey so crucial, especially now? Well, as we navigate the rich and complex tapestries of midlife, the stakes for our relationships couldn't be higher. This is a time of profound transformation. Our careers, our family, even our own identities are in flux. It's a season of reflection, reinvention, and most importantly, reconnection. Mastering communication now is like discovering a hidden wellspring of strength within you, a superpower that empowers you to build bridges over any chasms of misunderstanding or disconnect. It's not just about avoiding conflict or smoothing over tension. It's about deepening the bonds that tie us to those we love. It's about welding the wisdom and experience we've accumulated over the years and channeling it into conversations that heal, unite, and uplift. In the intricate dance of relationship, effective communication is your rhythm, keeping you and your partner moving together in perfect harmony, no matter what music life plays. With this understanding as our foundation, let's explore the building blocks of effective communication, uncovering the tools that will empower us to not only speak, be heard, but to truly connect and understand. Together, we'll learn how to harness this superpower to navigate the changes and challenges of midlife, transforming our relationships into sources of joy, support, and enduring love. As we embark on this journey together, let's first lay the foundation with the essential building blocks of effective communication. Imagine these blocks as pillars upon which harmonious relationships are built. At the core of our exploration are four distinct styles of communication: passive, aggressive, passive-aggressive, and assertive. Each style has its own language, its own rhythm. Understanding these styles is like learning the notes before you can play the melody. The passive communicator often steps back, allowing others' needs and opinions to overshadow their own, afraid to rock the boat. The aggressive communicator, on the other hand, takes the helm with little too much force, often drowning out the voices of others in their wake. Then there's the passive-aggressive communicator, who navigates the water with indirectness, sarcasm, and a hidden storm brewing beneath a seemingly calm sea. But the style we aspire is assertive communication. It's the golden key to unlocking truly effective dialogue. Assertive communicators express their own needs and feelings clearly and directly, but do so in a way that respects the needs and feelings of others. It's a balanced, respectful approach that ensures everyone's voice is heard, fostering an environment of mutual respect and understanding. Beyond the styles of communication, we'll explore the principles of actively listening and empathy. Active listening is not just about hearing words spoken, but truly understanding the message behind them. It's about engaging with the speaker, providing feedback that shows you are comprehensively absorbing not just their words, but their emotions and the intentions as well. Empathy, walking a mile in another's shoes. It's the companion to active listening, allowing us to connect on a deeper emotional level, building trust and closeness. Understanding the building blocks is one thing, but applying them in the real world is where the magic happens. Let's bridge theory with practice through practical communication strategies that you can start using today. First, crafting I statements. This strategy is about expressing your feelings and needs without casting blame or judgment on others. Instead of saying, "You make me feel ignored," try, "I feel ignored when I'm speaking and the attention isn't on our conversation." This subtle shift in phrasing can make a world of a difference, opening up space for constructive dialogue rather than defensiveness. Then there's the cornerstone of our communication efficacy, active listening. But how do we turn this concept into action? It starts with full engagement. Put away the distraction, make eye contact, and focus entirely on the speaker, reflecting back what you've heard, not just showing you were listening, but to ensure you understood correctly. So what I'm hearing is a powerful start to affirming your partner's feelings and experience. Let's put active listening into a tangible scenario. Imagine your partner comes home frustrated after a challenging day at work. Instead of immediately offering advice or sharing your own stresses, you say, "That sounds really tough. Do you want to talk more about what happened?" This approach opens the door for them to share deeply, knowing they're truly being heard. These practical strategies are not just tools in your communication toolkit. They're stepping stones toward building deeper, more meaningful connections. By applying these strategies, you're not just speaking or listening, you're engaging in heartfelt exchanges, weaving stronger bonds in the fabric of your relationship. Having explored the foundational elements and practical strategies of effective communication, let's bring these concepts to life with some real-life scenarios. These examples will not only illustrate the power of what we've discussed, but also engage you in envisioning how these strategies play out in day-to-day interactions, making the leap from theory to tangible actions. Imagine you and your partner are navigating a particularly busy schedule. It's been a whirlwind of work commitments, family obligations, and trying to squeeze in some much-needed personal time. The old you might resort to pointing fingers. "You never help me with planning our weeks," sparking a cycle of blame and frustration. But armed with your new communication toolkit, you approach this situation differently. You use an I statement. "I feel overwhelmed trying to manage our schedule on my own, and I'd love for us to work on this together." Suddenly, you're not adversaries, you're teammates tackling a common challenge. Another scenario, you're trying to rekindle the connection with your partner during the humdrums of daily life. Instead of lamenting the lost spark, you turn to active listening during your conversations. When your partner speaks about their day, their hopes, their worries, you give them your full attention, reflecting back your understanding. "It sounds like you're really passionate about this project at work." This simple act of listening and acknowledging their feelings can reignite a sense of closeness, showing them They are valued and understood. As we wrap up today's journey through the art of communication, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've uncovered together. We've navigated the intricate dance of communication styles, learning to lead with assertiveness while embracing the grace of active listening and empathy of truly understanding the perspectives of those we hold dear. We've translated these concepts into practical everyday strategies, from crafting I statements that express our needs without assigning blame to actively listening in a way that validates and deepens our connections. And through our real-life scenarios, we've seen how these strategies can transform potential conflicts into opportunities for growth and connection, turning everyday interactions into the building blocks of stronger, more resilient relationships. Mastering the art of communication is indeed a journey, one that doesn't end here. It's a path of continuous learning, practice, and most importantly, love. Each step forward is a step toward becoming not just a better communicator, but a better partner, friend, and individual. As we close this chapter, remember that the essence of effective communication lies in understanding and genuine deep desire to connect. Your next steps? Keep practicing, keep listening, and keep striving for those deep, meaningful connections that enrich our lives every imaginable way. Thank you for joining me on this adventure. If today's episode sparks something within you, I encourage you to share it with someone you care about. And now, a heartfelt call to action to our listeners and viewers. If today's message struck a chord, consider subscribing to our channel or podcast. For more insights, the transcripts of today's episode, and additional resources, head on over to createthebestme.com/EP060. Next week, we have a special guest joining us, an author, public speaker, certified master life coach, Elaine Glass. Elaine will be here to share insights from her upcoming book, Get Quiet, 7 Simple Paths to the Truth of Who You Are, set to be released on April 30th, 2024. It promises to be an episode filled with revelations and wisdom, so be sure to come back. Until then, keep dreaming big. Take care of yourself, and remember, you are beautiful, strong, and capable of creating the best version of yourself. Thank you for watching. Catch you next week. Bye for now.